Good evening, everyone. This is Riley Sports Talk Show, the one and only Riley Sports Talk Show. Today, I'm going to break down the college basketball tonight season averages for Wanger and versus Howard's, both 16 seed championship game, Final Four in Dayton, Ohio. So the stat line for this for Wagner is 22-58, 37.9 field goal percentage, 7-22, 10-15, 66.7 free throws. 12.8 assists, 6.0 steals, 2.2 blocks for Wanger, 36.5 rebounds, 10 turnovers, 15.4 fouls. And for Howard on the other end, it's 25-55, 45.5%, 3-pointers, 33.3%, 7-21. Free throws for Howard, 73.9, 17/23, assists, 13.8, steals, 6.4, blocks, 2.8. Rebounds 35.7, turnovers and 15.7, fouls 19.1. I think this game Howard's gonna win at 6:40 today. The reason why I say that, they have the better stat line, and I'm going with Howard. They start at 6:40 today in Dayton, Ohio. So that's one of the championships game, and I do believe this team is gonna be. I think it's just gonna be a close game, but you know, 4 or 5 point game in my opinion. But we will see, man. Howard is one of those schools where they know their sports pretty well. And we'll see if they could come on top today against Wagner, one of the schools. But with that being said, good luck to Howard. And let's see what they are able to do in this March Madness tournament championship game. We will see. The other matchup between college basketball starts at 9:10. And it's UVA versus CSU. The matchup looks like this. I think UVA wins that one. In my opinion, UVA has a stronger team, I believe. So we will see, though, and see who comes on top. The matchup between both of those teams. I'm going to give you the matchup for Howard. Matchup for Howard is Bryce Harris is Howard's leading scorer, number 34, the guard. Bryce Harris, he's number 34. His hometown is New York City. So he went from New York to Washington. And this guy right here, Melvin Council Jr. on Wagner, is hometown Rochester, New York, hometown. 6'4", 185, 3 years. He averages 14.6 points, 5.7 rebounds, 3.4 assists, 38.3, and everything like that. So that's the stat line, and I think Howard's going to win this game. So with Virginia versus Colorado State, I got Virginia winning. But it could be a tough matchup. You know, right now I'm 1-1, so I'm going with Virginia with this matchup right here. But I know on the other end, Colorado State has this guy named Lamar Stevens. He's their leading scorer. He averages about 16.5 points per game. His free throw percentage is 83.6. He's not bad for a player that is a star. He's a guard. He's number 4. The other player to look at for UVA, his name is Reese Beekman. He's number 6'3", and he's a senior. So we'll see. Virginia. So I got Virginia winning that game. So right now I'm 1-1. My record's 1-1. And let's try to get these two picks correct to see how I do. Let me know what you think about this game, because this game starts at 6:40. Howard between Wagner, and the other game doesn't start until 9:10. So it's going to be a really cool matchup to see who comes on top, you know. But with that being said, everyone, those are the games for college basketball to see who can come on top and everything like that. But we will see. We will see. It's going to be an exciting matchup between these two teams, you know. They're going to have that like lifestyle to try to win, you know. But we'll see who comes on top in this championship game. The Boston Celtics. Let's talk about the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics yesterday won their game against the Washington Wizards, 119-94. Derrick White had a triple-double. I was looking at Derrick White's stats yesterday, and Derrick White played an amazing game. He had an amazing game, one of the best games of his career. So he ended up with Jason Tatum had 30. Sam Hauser had 30 the other night against another team. But then now it's Derrick White's turn. Derrick White is one of the star players from the Celtics. He's been playing for the Celtics for a while now, but he's been stepping up for so many different reasons. One of the reasons why he's so good is because he fits the system well. He knows how to make adjustments pretty quickly on the spot with the coaching of the Boston Celtics. But, like, he's been playing on a roll so far. The Celtics team look like they're really dangerous when it comes to playoff time. So, the man of the match goes to Derrick White. But Jaylen Brown had 31 points. But Derrick White had his first triple-double. So, let me go his stat line for Derrick White. Derrick White went for 22 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds, 6 for 12, 8 for 20, 37 minutes. First triple-double of his career. Isn't that amazing? Jaylen Brown went for 31 points, 3 assists, 7 rebounds, 3 for 6, 11 for 20 for 30 minutes. Peyton Pritchard, you already know what Peyton Pritchard could do. He had 23 points, 7 assists, 2 rebounds, 5 for 9, 8 for 14, 38 minutes. Kristaps Porzingis went for 20 and Kornet went for 4. But, you know, the Celtics just dominated. 119-94, that's just domination right there. They gave Detroit Pistons no chance of winning this game. But they pretty much are 54-14 and still in first place. So if the NBA playoffs were to start today, the Celtics would play the Miami Heat in the 8th seed if it were to start today. But that's one of the things. You never know. You never know, man. You never know. When the playoff time starts and stuff, you know, you got to be ready for you got to be ready for all of it just to make sure everything is good, because you never know, man. Those Miami team, when it comes to Jimmy Butler in the playoffs, he's one of the best at his game. So it's one of those things where you got to look at it as in a perspective lineup like way. Is that Jimmy Butler, when it comes to playoff time, we got to be ready for whatever team we play, but especially Miami, because you know what Miami did a couple years ago. And I feel like the biggest changes for the Boston Celtics is that, like, we got more older. We got older, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and we got to switch it up a little bit. We got to drive to the basket. We can't just take threes the whole game. We got a deep team this year, and the only way that the Celtics lose and not go far into this playoffs is only on them, you know? So we got to see how they're going to perform to a high level, and they got to be focused. They're going to really want to win these games and just dominate, you know, the fashion way. So, but we will see, man. I feel like the Celtics are looking really good right now. The New England Revolution right now, they're in last place in MLS standings, but on the tournament side of things, they made it to the quarterfinals. Their next game is on Saturday, March 23rd, 2 days before my birthday. They play against the Chicago Fire. They lost to the FC Cincinnati 2-1. This game's going to be at Gillette Stadium. The Revolution is 0-4 right now. Caleb Porter's new team. We will see this game. But they're going to be desperate for a win at this point, because we can't afford to go 0-5 in MLS and be the last seeded team. But I think right now is like we're in the quarterfinals against Copa America, the soccer team in Mexico, La Liga MX. That game starts up at April 2nd, I believe. I gotta check that real quick. April 2nd. Yeah, April 2nd, I think it starts at. So we will see how everything goes from there. So, yeah, it's going to be fun, though. It's going to be fun to see these two matches. They're going to do it like Champions League style and everything like that. So it should be fun, though. But with that being said, everybody, the Revolution are 0-4. They're going to be hungry for their first win. And so we will see how they end up doing and everything like that. So continue to just watch these games and everything like that. And everything. Just to be able to do the things that this Revolution want to do. And just those games are very important that they try to win. So yeah. So with that being said, I was trying to see if I could talk to the school to get like tickets for Inter Miami. If not, I was probably going to do a Discord and have Fielding help me out with it. So yeah, so we could watch the game together, because, you know, everyone wants to see Messi, man. Not everybody, but like some people like soccer at our school. It's very diverse in college. So I just want to make something out of it so that they remember, you know, one of those things. But with that being said, everyone, that's the New England Revolution. And with the Mike Tyson fight, everything is just like, the speculations that there are going to be rules, but it's not laid out in stone yet to see what we can do with this fight July 20th in Dallas, Texas, between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. So Jake Paul's been mimicking Mike Tyson on Instagram and stuff, telling him about these different things and everything about, like, you know, what he's done in his past and everything like that, kind of like mimicking him. So I do believe that Mike Tyson will knock out Jake Paul, but if Mike Tyson doesn't win, I think it's going to be a tough one for Mike Tyson, because it's going to go on their record book. So Mike Tyson got to be ready, which I already know he's ready. He has that dog in him and that mentality. Jake Paul better watch out, because it's going to be a scary thing to go against Mike Tyson in the ring. We already know what he could do in the past. It's just like, you got to be very careful, Jake Paul, in that ring with Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's a whole different breed. I remember listening to a podcast. He was talking about how Mike Tyson was shaking Jake Paul's hand, and Jake Paul never felt scared in his life. Like, he was super scared because he knows how the power, even though Mike Tyson's like 58 years old, the power, he still got it. And that's dangerous. That's very dangerous for Jake Paul right now. So he better watch out and get ready and perform, because Mike Tyson will perform at a high level. So yeah. And with that being said, everyone, like, the Patriots are making their moves, and they got Jacoby Brissett, Antonio Gibson, they got Taki Taki, they got a couple of other players, Mike Gesicki, and everyone's actually is doing pretty well for the Patriots so far, man. The team's gonna look, we're probably gonna win more games than usual, so hopefully they're able to, you know, get that chemistry going before the season starts, which they will. I'm not too worried about this Patriots team no more. We at least have a decent quarterback to see how we could perform, you know, day in and day out. So we will see, man. It should be an exciting one, a good one to watch. The preseason, I know it hasn't happened yet, but it's still kind of early, so we will see. With that being said, everyone, so yeah, man. So everything, like I said again, is just like, you know, just trying to win. So right now with the Special Olympics Unified Basketball, our team is 10-0 so far. And what I've noticed so far with this team, my dad was there at New and North last past weekend, that Saturday that just passed, is that one of the teams we ended up playing, they ended up combining two players on a couple of teams on the Special Olympic Basketball to play us, but they couldn't beat us, man. So they tried to combine this other players to beat us, but we still won no matter what. Got a couple blocks, got it, layup, got some shots to come go down for me. But it's just like, it comes down to the chemistry, and when you win a lot, I see why, you know, like the Bradys, the Patrick Mahomes in football, you're considered as like the villain in the sport. The reason why I say that is because people, when people see you win a lot, it's just like they want to see you lose. They want to see you on their downfall and say that, oh, I was able to beat the top dog seeded team, you know, like in sports, competitive. So with that being said, we went 10-0. We handled our business. I got a block and a couple of steals and everything like that. But our team has been playing basketball for a while now, since like 2019. So we have really good chemistry, bro. Really good chemistry that when I came along, thanks to Michelle Kelly, who helped me out with that, meeting Coach David and stuff. That's one of the opportunities I would take, you know, that I wanted to take. I just wanted to be on a winning team, which they are, you know, and we are able to do that. Like, go talk to the coach, see how it went. And, you know, I liked it, you know, and it was not too far from home. I wish it was closer, but, you know, it worked out pretty fine for me. So with that being said, it worked out pretty good for me and it wasn't too bad at all. But with that being said, yeah, so we're 10-0 right now. We have states on either April 6th or April 7th, I believe. Coach is going to let me know, but I got to get ready for that. Got to get ready for practices and everything. And we will see you the next game after that. You know, take it one game at a time and just see how we can improve for the next one. So, yeah, man. One thing I need to work on, though, for myself, that I know for myself, is not to rush any shots, not to force anything. So, yeah. But everything else was good, though, part of my game. But also, too, Revolution Unified Team Soccer is coming back March 30th at Gillette Stadium. I will be playing at practicing or trying out for Gillette Stadium. It's going to be my third year trying out, from 3:30 to 5:30 at the Socios Field, March 30th. I think that's a Saturday. So I'll be training for that, getting ready to play for that. So if I make it on the team, I will be going down to Dallas, Texas to play the FC Dallas team. But that would be later on down the line. And then New York Red Bulls soon, like around, like I think in May or something like that. I got to check the schedule again. But with that being said, it should be some exciting games. I got to get ready for both of those games, you know. It's going to be fun, and I just got to focus on tryouts, playing the best. So starting this week, I'm just start working out a little bit and eating right a little bit and just try to get right, my mind right, my everything right before I play in the tryout. And so with that being said, everyone, this was an amazing sports talk show yet again with Rally Sports Talk Show, the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show in Boston. So I would like to say to everyone, thanks for y'all tuning in again on this amazing Tuesday, March 19th. We'll continue to on another podcast. One more thing I wanted to mention. I know y'all seen the Anthony Edwards dunk last night, man. That was the number one play on ESPN this morning. And I know y'all seen it. Man, the guy just vertical jumps up so damn high. And just dunked on the guy. Said he had a concussion. I don't know if it was really a concussion or whatnot. But it was like Anthony Edwards has some bounce in his shoes, bro, or something. This dude's a whole different breed. I remember watching those highlights on YouTube. And I was like, what? This man did not just do that. It was like superhuman talent right there. That's what I'm talking about, Anthony Edwards. Keep doing your thing. Keep succeeding. And you're doing well in the NBA for yourself. That's pretty good. He's like a special player, man. This dude is amazing. I know y'all seen it. If you haven't seen it yet, look up on YouTube Anthony Edwards dunk. And you'll see it on YouTube. And it's the first video that pops up is like a 15-second video of him dunking over the player. And it should be really good. So with that being said, if you haven't watched it already, I recommend you watch it. You won't regret it. And, you know, yeah. You know, this is Rally Sports Talk Show. The one and only host, Rally Sports Talk Show in Boston. Be out. Take care, everyone. Have a blessed Tuesday. Peace.